Shopping for life insurance. That's smart. You should talk to SelectQuote. Consider these numbers. We've helped millions of families, and we've been doing it for 33 years. And with SelectQuote, you don't get just one quote like with other companies. You'll get up to 10 from highly rated insurers. How about these numbers? If you're a 40-year-old male, SelectQuote could get you $500,000 in coverage for under $25 a month. And if you're a 40-year-old female, SelectQuote could get you $500,000 in coverage for under $18 per month. But no matter how great the numbers, it all comes down to just one, helping you. That's why SelectQuote is America's number one term life sales agency. Call SelectQuote at 800-778-9922. Again, 800-778-9922. That's 800-778-9922. Or visit SelectQuote.com to get your free quotes now. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain on Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Bombers win it 49-6 tonight over Little Rock Hall. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award. It's awarded for hustle. Brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, adult fitness classes, team spirit, dance, and cheer. And Bob, we're going to go with Cody Anderson tonight. He filled in at nose guard for the injured Gabe Henderson. Picked up a couple of sacks tonight. Played very well up front.
Did a great job up front playing at nose guard position. Got two sacks. Knocked the starting quarterback out of the game basically with the second sack. And just overall did a great job up front.
Let's go with the impact play of the game. Brought to you by the AeroVac Life Team, the best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you are an AeroVac member today. There's actually three of those. We're going to go with the three interceptions tonight. And Brad Liddy had one, Owen Kraft had one, and Hunter Price had one tonight. Four Mountain Home, three picks. And we'll go with those as our impact play of the game.
Those were big plays.
They were.
When you think about it right there, and especially with the one Brad had in the end zone back there, it was a big play.
We'll take a break, come back, have more here in just a little bit. 49-6, our final score in Mountain Home overhaul. We'll have more again in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Admit it, you visit DQ on a regular basis because of their incredible hot and cold treats, right? Well, now you can get rewarded for your visits with the DQ Repeat Treat Card. Once you fill up your card with purchases of items like smoothies, burgers, chicken strips, and more, you'll receive delicious free goodies. Repeat treats. It doesn't get much better than that. Stop by DQ in Mountain Home and fill up your cards. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
Bank on snappier deposits with Integrity First Bank. We love when your errands bring you by us at any of our five Twin Lakes area branch locations, but let's face it, some days it's just tough getting everything done. But don't worry, that's when you can count on Integrity First Bank's mobile deposit service. Just snap a picture with your Apple or Android device and deposit checks directly into your account. You can even get same-day posting when it's received during business hours. Bank on Integrity First Bank and make mobile deposits a snap. Member FDIC.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's check the final stats for you tonight. Again, thanks to Sonny Elliott of the Baxter Bulletin for compiling the stats. Mountain Home, 293 yards of offense tonight. The Hall officially finishes with 146, but 70 of those came on the touchdown by Sims, where Mountain Home let him score at the end, a young man that doesn't get in many games, and glad to see him get in the end zone
senior
on senior
season.
Nights.
Yeah, let him.
They let him score the touchdown.
Make a memory.
Boy, he was
more,
grinning ear to ear when he came off the field.
That was the highlight, one of the many highlights of the game.
It really was, yep. So if you take that away, that means they hold Hall to only 76 yards of offense tonight. McKay, 164 yards for Mountain Home. Junior Williams with 154. McDonald with 47 on his carries. And, in fact, let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your engineering and surveying needs, contact Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. And, Bob, we're going to go with that last scoring drive where Shane McDonald picked up 47 yards on the ground, got the touchdown after some of the subs came in. He looked very good.
Well, I think that was maybe not a big key to the game, but a bright sign of the game when you come in right there and those kids continue to play hard, continue to execute and run, and it was just a nice looking drive, 4, 5, 6 yards a whack, and that's what we look for.
Junior Williams, 5 touchdowns tonight for Mountain Home as the Bombers win it 49-6 here this evening. Bob, we talked earlier, yeah, you're going to celebrate this one tonight, enjoy this on the ride home, but boy, starting tomorrow, you really got to buckle down for these last 2 weeks, well, because you're still alive in the playoff picture. You got to win out, but you're still alive.
There's a chance, and we've seen it in the past. Funny things have happened.
Right.
So you can't ever count yourself out. It would take an unlikely scenario to happen, but, you can only control what you can control, and we can control the next 2 weeks. We can't control what everybody else does, but
right,
we can control the next 2 weeks.
So next week, it's senior night at Bomber Stadium. All those festivities get started, I believe Mitch said, about 6:30. And they'll be honoring all the seniors for all the fall sports except volleyball. So it'll be a lot of fun next Friday night. Searcy will be in town. And then the final week of the regular season is a Thursday night game on November the 2nd down at West Memphis. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Thank you so much for being a part of it with us. Matt will check scores from around the state. He has our scoreboard report coming up here in just a little bit. From Scott Field in Little Rock, for Bob Bird and for Matt Sharp, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Little Rock.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults often suffer from other symptoms such as agitation, paranoia, hallucinations, or dangerous behaviors. These can be even more problematic. Thankfully, help is available. I'm Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist, and I run the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home. Call us today to see if we can help you or your loved one. 870-508-6400 or visit our website, hensleybehavioralhealth.com.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond, ASU Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show here on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you with our last Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the night. As, again, the Mountain Home Bombers defeated the Warriors of Little Rock Hall by a score of 49-6. Before we get to the football scores, I want to let you know, for those of you wondering what's going on tonight in Major League Baseball, this is Game 6 of the American League Championship Series. As they are in the bottom of the sixth inning right now, it is the Houston Astros leading the New York Yankees by a score of 3-0. If the Astros hang on to that lead, they will force a Game 7 tomorrow. If the Yankees are able to come back and pull off the win, they will go on to win the American League pennant and then face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. The Dodgers won the NLCS last night over the Cubs. Taking a look at what's been going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy playing at home against Jonesboro tonight, and it's been the Lions dominating the Hurricane. Last score we saw was from the second quarter. Searcy up 35-0. West Memphis, who is ranked 6th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, was leading Jacksonville 24-7 at the break. And in the fourth quarter, Pine Bluff, who is ranked 9th in the state overall and 3rd in Class 6A, is leading Marion 41-6. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Mountain View this evening. And see if we can find the score update on that game right now. The last score we had was at halftime. The two teams knotted up at 16-all. Salem playing at home against Marktree this evening. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Melbourne is losing to Elkins 28-15. That was the score we had from halftime. Also this evening, the score we had from the second quarter was a Marshall losing to the fourth-ranked team in Class 3A, Clinton. The Yellow Jackets up 53-0. Harrison is at home tonight against Alma, looking to bounce back from last week's homecoming loss to Greenbrier. And right now the game is knotted up at 28-all in the fourth quarter. So a good matchup there between the Goblins and the Airedales. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10, number 1, Bryant is leading leading Cabot in the fourth quarter by a score of 17-10. Number 2, North Little Rock is up on Fort Smith Northside 35-20 in the fourth quarter. Number 3, Bentonville West is leading Heritage 52-21 in the final period. It is number 4, Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, leading Benton 33-10. The Panthers came into this game ranked 5th in Class 6A. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A. Well, they are hanging on by a thread right now. In the fourth quarter, the Bruins up on the Patriots of Little Rock Parkview 32-28. Also this evening, number 7, Bentonville, is having their way with Rogers this evening, 56-13 in the fourth quarter. Number 8, Conway, up on Little Rock Central. Last score we had, the Wampus Cats leading the Tigers 21-3 in the second quarter. And number 10, El Dorado, who is also a number 4 in Class 6A, was leading Salem Springs 34-0. That was the last score we had from halftime. So we've gone through all the Class 6A top 5A games, so we'll go to the Class 5A games that we haven't mentioned yet. Number 2, Little Rock Christian, is playing against Little Rock McClellan this evening. And right now, fourth quarter, McClellan is on pace to get the upset, although it is a one-possession game, so this game's going to go down to the wire as well. McClellan up 12-7 on Christian. Also this evening, number 3, Nettleton, is defeating Forest City 34-21 in the third quarter. So the Raiders had come back on the Mustangs. It was Forest City up 21-20 at halftime. Number 5, Wynn, is at home tonight, and they defeated Paragould by a final score of 48-0. In the Class 4A top 5, number 1, Joe T. Robinson, leading Bauxite 42-7 in the second quarter. Second-ranked P. Ridge, it was a 35-0 winner over Berryville this evening. Also, number 3, Warren, is at home tonight, and they defeated Monticello 37-0. Fourth-ranked Prairie Grove, hosting Gentry tonight. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Arkadelphia is coming into this week tied for 5th, as they are playing at home against Ashdown. and see if we can find the score update on that one. That game was going down to the wire as well. It is the Badgers leading Ashdown 28-20. That was the score we had from the third quarter. Southside Batesville, who is tied with Arkadelphia for that number 5 ranking, is losing to Heber Springs right now, 17-14. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1, Junction City is at home tonight. I think they were, well, I'm sorry, the Junction City has come back and to lead the Buckaroos a smack over 20-14, that game in the final period. Number 2, Charleston at home tonight against Atkins. Let's see if I can score on that one. It was the Tigers defeating the Red Devils tonight, 42-20. Third-ranked Mayflower at home against Cedar Ridge this evening. See if we can find the score on that one. They have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. And number 5, Glen Rose at home tonight and a leading center point, 47-13 in the final period. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Mount Ida was a 44-6 winner over Dirks. Second-ranked Ryzen is losing to Camden Harmony Grove. Last score we had was 35-16 Camden Harmony Grove in the third quarter. Number 3, Earl, playing at Cross County tonight down in Cherry Valley. So you can find the score update on that one. Last score we had was the final period. Earl up on Cross County, 30-14. Fourth-ranked Danville has this week off. And number 5, Conway Christian, at home tonight against Cutter Morning Star. And I believe the Conway Christians pretty much had their way in this game all night. So you can find the score update on that one. Fourth quarter, it is Conway Christian up 41-0. Of course, later on this evening, you can check out all the score updates as we will have Pine Bluff Rising scoreboard show from 10 until midnight with Rex Nelson and Richard Atkinson. So we hope you'll join us for that later on. So again, Mountain Home defeats Little Rock Hall tonight by a score of 49-6. We hope you'll join us next week as Mountain Home will have a senior night against the Lions of Searcy, who again is just putting it on Jonesboro. So this will be a tough matchup for the Bombers. Hopefully they can come away with a win. So we hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, you've been listening to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you by Baxter Regional Medical Center, The Locker Room, Our Best Bank, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Knox Orthopedics, DQ, Integrity First Bank, The Salvation Army, Arkansas State University Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, and Harold Tucker Auto Parts, and North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Join us again next week for more Mountain Home Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.